Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaica makes first medical marijuana oil extract shipment to Canada. Stay with us to hear more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
At 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, girl, we need to leave now.
Yeah. All right. Light?
Check.
AC?
Check.
Everything plug out?
Yeah, girl.
All right. We must win the Energy Champion competition, yeah.
Government ministries, departments, agencies, schools funded by the Consolidated Fund enter the Government of Jamaica Energy Champion Competition and win a solar PV system or $1.5 million in energy-efficient equipment and appliances. Log on to pcj.com, select EEC program, and click link to enter. Deadline September 30. Sponsored by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Jamaica has made its first shipment of medical marijuana oil extract to Canada. The shipment to Canada was authorized through an import permit issued by the Government of Canada through Health Canada for Jamaica and an export permit issued by the Ministry of Health in Jamaica. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw says the shipment marks the first step in positioning Jamaica as the medical marijuana hub for the global marketplace. Mr. Shaw says the government is committed to providing the resources required to facilitate access for licensed and regulated Jamaican companies to trade with markets including Canada and Europe. Chief Executive Officer of the Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, Lincoln Allen, says the authority is committed to enabling the development of the regulatory framework to position Jamaica as a global leader for the export of cannabis for medical and scientific purposes. The import permit from Health Canada was obtained on behalf of Jamaican-based nutraceutical pharmaceutical licensed producer Timeless Herbal Care. According to President and Chief Executive Officer of Timeless Herbal Care, Courtney Betty, the marijuana oil extract was cultivated and extracted at the company's facilities. Mr. Betty says the company works with a range of partners including small farmers, local communities, and the University of Technology. He says the high-grade oil can be used for clinical trials for the development of medicinal products.
Timeless Herbal Care is just happy now to be a part of that, to be able to work along with the synergies that are there, to continue in a process of building our nation one community at a time.
Meanwhile, the International Nutraceutical Pharmaceutical Company signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Jamaica Bauxite Institute in 2017 to facilitate the cultivation of medicinal crops on mined-out bauxite lands. Mr. Betty says the crops being cultivated include castor bean, guinea hen weed, moringa, medicinal cannabis, and turmeric. The company also established a cooperative structure on mined-out bauxite lands to support the greenhouse cultivation of marijuana.
We want to transform farmers from sharecroppers to shareholders. And we see the cooperative model as a tremendous way of allowing them to take control of their own destiny.
President and Chief Executive Officer of Timeless Herbal Care, Courtney Betty. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. One hand can't clap. Translation, one hand cannot clap. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harborview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harborview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is we need to support each other. A similar meaning is it is difficult for people to be successful without some amount of assistance. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.